drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Hello, this is Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, September 1st. That's when Emirates Airlines will suspend all flights to and from Nigeria. They're doing this because they've been unable to collect the money they're making in Nigeria. They want that money in dollars, but because of the forex crisis here, the CBN and the banks are not letting them get the dollars out. So far, Emirates says that they have over $85 million stuck in Nigeria. And they're not alone. I told you some weeks back that Nigeria is stopping global airlines from repatriating almost half $1 billion in revenue. That's according to the IATA. We're going to talk about this problem tomorrow on the Big Three Global. But today when you call in, you can tell me what you think if you want to. Second hard fact of the day, go Super Falconets. They flogged Canada yesterday, 3-1. Flogged them pieces at the Under-20 Women's World Cup. So 3 wins in 3 matches. I'm so happy for them. They've qualified now for the quarterfinals where they're going to face the Netherlands. I'm looking forward to it. I hope they flog them too. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning in. You are alongside those 1 million people who listen every day. Now, of course, if you witness a story while you're going about your day, call our newsroom directly on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. Let's talk about TCN workers off in light nationwide because of the NUEE strike. Then let's talk about Niger Republic denying that they received any vehicles from the federal government. And then let's talk about the Blue Line. Governor Sanwo-Olu just celebrated the installation of the last T-beam. At 4 o'clock, the I Beg to Differ round of 16 will continue. I've got Musa Okoya Nicholas facing Omura Princess. And I've got Akwarandu Oluchi Gift facing Abayomi Ogunleye. Yes, they're both returning. They're both alumni. They're both veterans of I Beg to Differ. We'll find out who our last two quarterfinalists will be. Falconets. Not only Falconets, they do quarterfinal. Which would they do our own for Nigeria before? On the big hard fact, let's talk about policing. I'm interviewing the police PRO, Olumuyiwa Adejobi. He'll be joining me at 5 o'clock. So make sure you're here for that conversation. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your hard facts.
The Big Three on Hard Facts. On 99.3
Nigeria Info. Was shutting down the transmission grid over a strike. Economic sabotage. Was it economic sabotage? Should the federal government redirect all of this money that we're spending, giving to, what's the word I'm looking for now, giving to, well, allegedly giving to Niger. Actually, what really happened with that money? What really happened to the Niger money? Let's have that conversation. And then, of course, let's talk about someone who's Blue Rail. Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Electricity workers have suspended their strike for 2 weeks. That's our first story. We still felt the heat. They still off the lights. I still didn't have light. They went on strike yesterday morning and suspended the strike last night. And in between, you and I had no light. We heard from so many discos, you know, about this situation. We heard from them saying, oh, we can't supply you power because TCN has stopped supplying us power. And then we started seeing video of TCN staff switching their feeders off. If you are watching our live stream, you can see a video of one feeder station getting shut down. Let me play that video for you. Our live feed is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. If you cannot get on Facebook, well, let me play the audio for you and describe what's in the audio for you. So we're seeing an engineer, I'm guessing it's an engineer, switching dials off at the TCN. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And I want to know what you think about, you know, what you just saw and heard.
So as we shut down here now, the whole of Abuja, Awanga.
So where is the station service coming from?
That's what I'm wondering.
Station service.
Okay. Isoweto! E-Africa! Isoweto! E-Africa! Isoweto! Forever! Forever!
What do you think about what you just saw and what you just heard? We saw electricity workers turning power off for the entire country. Do you think it was necessary? Do you think that they should have done what electricity workers do in other countries when they go on strike? Because in other countries, when electricity workers go on strike, they keep skeletal staff in place to keep the lights on. Is that what should have happened here? Anyway, the strike is over for 2 weeks, and the union had this to say about what they've just done.
That we have, I thank the Honourable Minister and the Minister of State for Power for their maturity in handling these issues that we brought up. Yes, these issues could have been tackled earlier on if there was the rightful communication with all parties. But well, as we have said, we've been given 2 weeks to which to report back to the full house. Well, we assured the nation that such crisis will be nipped in the bud before it escalates.
Your name, sir?
My name is Comrade Engineer Chika Ben, the President General of the Senior Staff Association of Electricity and Allied Workers.
Does it mean that we are going to have light?
Yes. Yes, we are going to have light today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Lagos, let's talk about the motives of this strike. The workers are unhappy about having to sit for promotion exams. They want promotions to be automatic, without exams. My question about that is, do you think this is a good reason to go on strike and switch off the light for the entire nation with no consideration to electricity distribution companies, to the infrastructure that is already on ground to distribute the power that they get from the TCN? Do you think that this is a good reason to go on strike? They won't make we write exam before they promote us instead of to give us the promotion automatically. usually we accept that strikes are necessary, right? When there's an injustice. So if there's unpaid salaries, or if working conditions are terrible, or the unpaid working conditions, or, you know, things like that. So with ASU and with resident doctors, etc., etc. But is it unfair? Lagos, I'm serious, so, especially for those of us who are working. Is it unfair or injustice to make workers sit an exam or a competency test before they get promoted? And is that injustice enough? Is that unfairness enough to shut down power for the entire nation? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
How are you? Jolomi.
Welcome, Jolomi.
Yeah, Sandra, so two questions. First of all, yeah, I don't think it's wrong for them to sit test for promotion. I think it's what attains in other organizations. Multinationals do it. But the problem here is that there's no trust anymore in the system.
Okay.
Because people think that people are being favored, and one who really qualifies doesn't get what he deserves. So it's two different things. If that's the reason, and they have evidence of that, then that's why they're pushing for the government to intervene and then maybe help them out. And then secondly, like you said, is that enough reason for them to shut power down? Absolutely not. I think they're being very selfish about that. It's as simple as if all the bus drivers and all the market women shut everything down as well too, what are they going to do? So it's a case of two wrongs never make a right. And these are the people that we put in charge of our well-being in this country. Very, very, very sad. Very sad. Thank you very much and have a very good day.
Thank you, Jolomi, for calling. You have a good day as well. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Okay, please, I'm so happy to actually...
Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Chiso.
Welcome, Chiso.
Okay, so I don't think it's wrong for them to sit for an exam for competency sake.
Okay.
For heaven's sake, we all go through this thing. How can they promote you when they are not sure of what you can do?
Okay.
And for them to switch up the light in the switch up the light for the whole country to be in darkness, that's so wicked of them.
Okay.
Like, they shouldn't have done that at all.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that sitting for the exam. So.
Okay. Okay.
They should for them to be promoted.
Okay.
The organization needs to know competent enough to have, you know, to get the position they want.
Okay.
For the promotion.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chisom. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Jess Lokwe on the line.
Welcome, Jess Lokwe.
It is very wrong of them to do that. There's nothing wrong in sitting for exam. Most of them know they are going to fail.
What?
Yes. Most of them know they are going to fail. That's why they did that. And if you rule, left to me. See, is it that they can't, if it's possible, maybe take it from those people. All of them that went on strike, maybe retiring them, they should go for people who went to school to study this type of thing. Because if they were sure of themselves, they wouldn't decide to see. It shows how, I don't know, I don't use education to judge them, but that's the poverty mentality. How can you have that mentality? Because they tell you to sit for exam, you not decide that, okay, at least we know go right up. Let us go on strike. What should they do? The federal government, after doing the needful, they should, I think, start removing them one by one, automatically.
But what would the needful even be here? Oh, yeah, don't write the exam again. Oh, yeah, we are promoted automatically.
Yes.
Is that the needful?
You know, because it seems as if the government cannot just take it from them by force.
Hmm.
Is it possible?
I don't know. I honestly
Yes, if it is possible,
know.
If they can take it from them by force, put capable people there, and people that are ready to go through the exam, they should allow them seat. Those that are not ready to go for the exam, they should hire them.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Babatunde is on the line. Hi, Babatunde.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Port and Collar.
Welcome.
So, very wrong of them to go on that strike and short those countries on the blackout. So, it is right for them to sit for the exam because it's more to employ some the capability of the person who are employed in the position.
Mm-hmm.
So that for you to have good work, that's just my take.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Babatunde, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Welcome.
My name is Felicia.
Welcome, Felicia.
I'm really surprised that I'm hearing this. To write exam, provisional exam, somebody switching off light, going on strike, is unheard of. We all did it. I'm a medical personnel, you know, with the Ministry of Defense of this Nigeria. And I've been writing exam.
Okay.
Promotional exam. You will write until you become a DG.
Okay.
You will write, even oral. So what is wrong in writing an exam? Which means there is something they're hiding. There is something they are hiding, and they must get to the root of that. Let them keep putting out the light.
Mm-hmm.
If government doesn't know what to do.
Okay.
Then let everybody stay without writing an exam then.
Okay.
And let them just be promoting every 3 years or 2 years, depending. You promote them. They will not be the scapegoat. No way.
Okay.
If they want everybody to write an exam, everybody will write. If they want to scrap that of, you know, whatever they call them, let every ministry scrap off exams. It's unheard of. It's not fair. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Felicia, for calling. Eyo Ekpo, who is a power industry analyst, says that this strike is 100% politics. It's all about one narcissistic megalomaniac seeking to make political capital and feed off the perceived unpopularity of the federal government. I am no trumpeter of this government, but there is 100% no justification for the strike. Unfortunately, successive governments after Obasanjo have proved susceptible to NUEE blackmail. Already, I've seen a report that the Ministry of Labour is calling for an emergency meeting. To discuss what? We've seen the reasons in Joe Ajero's letter, and nothing there justifies inflicting economic loss and mass suffering by shutting down electricity nationwide. None of President Buhari, the two ministers of Labour, or the Minister of Finance will personally feel the impact of a grid shutdown. So why do it? We've all seen the videos of some fellow in a TCN station shutting off feeders, where GenCos warned of the danger of backfeed into their power plants. Who or what will compensate for the harm that this shutdown has inevitably caused to various electricity sector companies and millions of customers across the country? I recall that the ostensible reason for the federal government, that is the Ministry of Power, rejecting any private participation in TCN has always been national security. Yet time and again, it has proved very easy for a single individual, Joe Ajero, who is a hired employee of NUEE and not even an electricity sector worker, to write short, barely coherent circulars and shut down the grid and the country. Something that not even President Buhari can justifiably order to be done. Ajero's intentions are clearly and arrogantly telegraphed, but for some strange reason, national security goes to sleep and he gets away with repeated egregious acts of incalculable economic and physical sabotage. If national security agencies cannot preempt well-known saboteurs, what then is the point of the federal government retaining ownership of the national grid? What's the point in continuing to insist and depend on a clearly suboptimal single national grid? Where are the police, civil defense, military, DSS, etc., when they are needed at this time? Ajero knows that shutting down the grid will not solve the grievances alleged in his circular, but it will certainly make the current regime even more unpopular, make Nigerians angrier than they are already, and serve notice to the three horsemen galloping to their appointments in February 2023 that he is a power broker that must not be ignored. He's a power industry analyst, and he wrote that, and I had to read that to you to help you, you know, decide if you agree with his sentiments or if you disagree. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I want to hear your thoughts on that first story, but I also want to hear your thoughts on our second story. For our second story, I'm taking you to Niger, where the government there has said that Nalayo, they did not get those SUVs that we talked about a few weeks ago. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head-to-head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
An increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Our second story is about the 1.1 billion naira the federal government spent on land cruisers for Niger Republic. According to This Day newspaper, the Niger government says they've never gotten any vehicles from the FG. This Day is quoting the Niger Defense Minister, Alkassoum Indatou. Indatou said, quote, at least according to This Day, it is only the state of Zamfara which has given five vehicles to the Maradi region, four of which have already been received. It is not federal government, as the Minister of Finance of Nigeria, Zainab Ahmed, declared, end quote. Now, Zainab Ahmed told Nigerians that the president approved the 1.1 billion naira for these cars. So, if This Day is correct and Niger Republic did not get those cars, what happened to the 1.1 billion naira? We're waiting for a response from the federal government. But until then, Lagos, what do you think? 0700-993-993-993. We're on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We are on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And yes, you can talk about our first story. What do you think about the Union of Electricity Workers shutting down power nationally and restoring it? They say they've suspended their strike for 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, we may experience again what we experienced yesterday. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Dennis.
Welcome, Dennis. Welcome.
Yes, for the PHCN striking staff, I want to know, was that the only reason they want to strike?
Yes, they said that, and then they said people who left PHCN and are still owing like backlog of arrears. And then, yeah, I believe that's it, yes.
Yeah, I think for me, the first one, the issue of promotion, I think that's wrong. But for the issue of people who left and have not been paid, I think that's enough for them to go on strike. You see, I understand that it's affected the country and we lost a lot of money, but the truth is that this government is responsible. That's the truth. They don't take issues with employees seriously. You know, for the aspect of, what's it called, appraisal, I think that's very important for you to promote. you need appraisal. And for the issue of the vehicle, SUV, in Nigeria, you should understand that approval does not mean cash disbursement. That's the way it was in Nigeria. Approval does not mean cash disbursement. So that is it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Oladipo is on the line. Hi, Oladipo.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Here. I'll comment on the first story.
Okay.
And why I would not want to comment on the second story is, you know, another, the Niger government has set their side.
Mm.
Let's hear from the federal government before we begin to judge. Mm. And that's why I would not want to comment on that.
Okay.
But for the first story, it's just like the issue of ASU. All these unions are selfish. Just imagine ASU has kept students at home and they still want to collect salary for not work. Because I think the government heads needs to roll. People need to answer. I am yet to see any establishment that promotes form that, be it written or oral. In some cases, both. Even in schools, you do exams to get promotion to the next level. So why would you, because of that, put the entire nation? I know what that electricity affected in my house yesterday. Imagine people having frozen foods and all of that. What would have happened to their businesses? There are some businesses that once one of their machines shut down, it's an issue. You know, I don't know how we think in this country. Our orientation is off, and I don't know what NOA is doing.
Hmm.
It's such a pity.
All right. Thank you, Oladipo, for calling. We've got... hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Okay, this is Anonymous from Ijebun.
Anonymous, welcome.
Okay, let me paint a scenario for you, Sandra.
Okay.
Shortly before they went on strike, they were giving us constant power supply for like Sunday till Monday evening or Monday early hours of Monday. So we're wondering that, are we safe that we are having constant power supply? We didn't know that they were only doing that so that they would be able to, like, make us be prepared for the strike. But that's beside the entire thing I want to actually bring on.
Okay.
What I wanted to say is that they are very, very insensitive to have shut down the entire power grid of the nation.
Okay.
Imagine hospitals where they are having surgery. At that point in time, when power is shut down, lives can be lost. It is very, very insensitive of them.
Okay.
Even my aunt that was discharged from the hospital, within a week, because of no power supply, when she returned home, the woman died within a week.
Ooh.
The blood of such persons who ask them, they're going to answer for it before God. Then, apart from that, their services is even very, very poor. It's nothing to write home about. We pay so much and we get no value for what we pay for. It is very, very wicked of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
It is very pertinent that they write that exam. And if they are not going to write that exam, they should sack them. Get fresh contractors that will really do the work and will get value for our money. And if the national grid is not working, then let us get each state to take care of their power supply. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, I believe they have passed legislation that allows states to do that now. Koboko is on the line. Is he still on the line?
Hello, Cassandra, only one go
check.
The question you asked me is very, very important. It is economic sabotage and sabotage, yes. But let me digress more. It is because of some Nigerian people that are making use of the land. Diesel in Ota is 900 naira. I'm not using NEPA, I'm using solar. But remember, there is a good word to a good omen. They are fighting for promotion, which is true. I never hear say they never promote presidency and national assembly. So I support them. But it is an economic sabotage and sabotism.
That's what I can say.
Kabuka, thank you very much for calling. We've got this message here. If Niger Republic did not get the SUV, maybe the cars are still on the way to Niger. Ndo from Ojodu with that message there. Samuel says, the issue about this strike is funny. If the workers deserve promotion, they should be giving. And if since the dawn of time it's been exams they've been taking, then why is this time different? Someone says we're having a bit of interference. Yes, that's right. Apologies about that. We're having some technical difficulties, so our broadcast today isn't as strong as it typically is. We're working very hard to fix that problem. Hopefully we fix it very quickly. Jack says, Sandra, I'm not a fan of Buhari, but if he sacked all the workers who were involved in that blackout, I wouldn't mind. For that money to Niger, well, the same way the oil ship tanker went, that unknown people are involved. See, never mind. All right, Jack. Prince from Ajah says, our Minister of Finance made us believe they purchased these vehicles for Niger. But here we have Niger denying it, and our government hasn't spoken. Well, we're waiting for the government to speak on that. Opioma in Florida says, this is security and economic sabotage of the highest order. Government should immediately disband the union, deploy military engineers to take over the operations, and allow those who are ready to write exams to apply. Here's a message from God's Time, who says he listens to this program because he wants to be entertained by the callers. Okay. eBay in Canada says this goes beyond just exams, as we're seeing it. My uncle wrote and passed manager promotion exam in NMPC severally year after year, but never got promoted because he's from a particular zone of the country. And he wasn't the only one, but his juniors from other parts of the country kept getting promoted ahead of him. There's so much injustice in the promotional exams in government establishments. I'm sure that the crux of this goes beyond seeing it as just the exams. All right. Someone says, okay, I'm not going to read that message. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon. It's Mama T from Ikuru, Sandra.
Mama T, welcome.
Please, it's this NEPA that made Nigeria to be poor, especially poor. When you plan the way you are going to live your life, old or young workers store their freezers, and they will not even give you notice. They will take the light 2, 3, 4 days. Everything in your fridge will be a waste.
Just go bad, yeah.
What are you going to? We cannot sue them. We cannot query them. If they give us a epileptic light, we cannot sue them. They don't give us light, we cannot sue them. Anything they like, they do to us. Where are we heading to? It is not like this before. I'm 75.
Okay.
This NEPA is not like this before. Since they gave it to contractors and what did their brothers and sisters, that is why we start having pain. But we cannot sue them.
But this particular one is governmental. Now, government be this one. Go. They work in the federal ministry.
Now, these people say they are taking an exam. If they are taking an exam, what concerns the public with the exam? Do they take exam too?
And they take exam too.
If you are taking an exam, will you punish me because you are taking an exam? No. Or did they promote you?
No, I will not though.
But you see the way they are treating us in this country.
It's
as if we don't have leaders. All of us cannot be leaders. I beg, please help us. We are crying. We old people that we cannot do that life. Some people are blind. Some people have an eye problem. May God bless this country for us.
Mama T, thank you very much for calling. We've got Paul on the line. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Sandra, the problem of Nigeria is endless. You know, each day we get a new song, a new thing happening. You begin to ask yourself a question. What is actually the problem with us? You know?
Okay.
It's heartbreaking. I wouldn't blame those working in the power sector much, the ordinary employees. I wouldn't blame them.
Okay.
They're working under instruction. And you see, we run a government that only listens to actions. If you talk, they will not do anything. At least these people gave a warning strike notice
and the government did nothing about it. So they going on strike is to tell the government that they are serious with their issue. Somebody can be working in an establishment for 10 years, no promotion. You have written the exam, yet there is no promotion. Let's face the fact now. These people have families they need to feed. They have bills to pay. It is not their making that they are not giving us light. I have friends in this department. And you know, now, the government owned about 60%. They sold 40% to the public. And they will tell you that we have been given mandate to make sure that their money is recovered. What government is supposed to give to these people? They have not given to them their money. So I'm not too surprised for them going on strike. And concerning the issue of the Land Cruiser, Sandra, the story of Nigeria is endless. For the finance minister to come to the whole world to say that the president approved 1.something billion for purchase of Land Cruiser SUVs for Nigerians or Niger government. And after 2 weeks now or thereabouts, that is the only time that Niger could respond and say they did not get such. Something is fishing. For God will deliver us.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul, for calling us. The defense minister in Niger said that he was speaking on behalf of their president, said that the only cars they've ever gotten is from Zamfara State government. You know, and they and they've received these cars from Zamfara because of all the work that the Nigerian soldiers do to protect the border that they share with Zamfara. He went on to say that the population of Zamfara who are on the border with Niger call more on the Nigerian soldiers who respond to the minute than even those of the Nigerian side, you know, so they call on the Nigerian soldiers more than they call on the Nigerian soldiers because of that border that they share. And so the Zamfara State government has given them 5 vehicles and they've received it. So that what Zainab is talking about, you know, follow. That's what he said. We're waiting for the federal government to respond. We hope that they do. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, Kevin.
I am just on the road and I'm just listening to these stories. I was one of those that was not too bothered and was not criticized when these vehicles were given to the Nigerian government.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, inter-border and collaboration we have in fighting terrorism.
That's right.
But I'm taking it back now with all these news I'm hearing now. And it does not sound well. One of the problems we have in this country is transparency.
Hmm.
And that is what is going to, you know, lead these governments and, you know, it's going to make them become very unpopular as they are all, as they are already. Transparency is key in whatever you are doing. What is that to be transparent? Now we will be waiting for explanation. At the end of the day, well, I don't know what kind of explanation we're going to get. This kind of issue does not need any delays. Let the federal government come out and make it clear. Did you give these vehicles to them? If they were given, what happened? Well, was it diverted? We know the country we are living in now. Where ships and things will be disappearing. Now, motor will disappear. So, let the government come out quickly as soon as possible and respond to this. In when they have issues that need to respond to, they will be laid back. It is when they want to now make issues that are not relevant. That's when they come out and start, you know, people this and that and testing the citizens. Please, President Buhari, the Nigerian government said they will not get any vehicle. Please let your Minister of Information, let the people involved come out and explain to Nigerians. We want to know what happened about those vehicles.
That's my position. Kevin, thank you very much for calling. Governor Sanwo-Olu has said yet again that the Blue Line will be operational next year. That's our final story. The governor was at the ceremony for installing the last T-beam on the line. A T-beam is the support structure that the rail lines sit on. So now that the last one is in place, the civil works are now more than 90% done. The next major hurdle is the trains themselves. The governor says that the trains will be coming from China by October at the latest. So according to him, the Blue Line is still on course to go live in the first quarter of 2023. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you footage of the governor at the scene of the commissioning of the laying of the final T beam. You see him there with a few Asians in the video. You can also see the deputy governor there with him. You can see Sanwo-Olu pointing like he likes to do. You can watch it live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, or YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So yeah, that's happening. We've been talking about this blue line for a while, for about 10 years. What do you think about the progress of this blue line under Sanwo-Olu? Because it seems to have sped up under Sanwo-Olu. What do you think of his guarantee that it will be completed in his first term? I would love for it to be true, to be honest, because it's going to do a lot to decongest Lagos. At least Lagos roads. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Hello, good evening. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, President Sandra, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, some of the supporters of this disappointing people know. Where did this story come out? Some of them were quick. They say, no, it's a joint sign agreement with a border country bordering Nigeria for the patrol of the borders. Now, the man in Niger told us now that it's Zamfara state government, right?
Yes.
That give them 5 vehicles.
Yes.
And the Minister of Finance come out the red and say, oh, since February. So you want to tell me from February till now, that vehicle never reached Niger. Those people are good. The man come out to say, no, we didn't receive for vehicle. It's only Zamfara. But our people are here, still giving these people kudos. Oh, kudos to the government. Kudos to the government. We all are in for it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on social media. Salah says, we all forget that they are only exhibiting the impunity derived from above, which they are also victims of as fellow Nigerians. Onyishi Christian says, there's misinformation here. Promotion exam is not the only reason for the strike. This is the same way many said that it's only because of salary that ASU went on strike. Now, while the transmission company of Nigeria says that the reason for their strike is non-payment of outstanding arrears owed to former workers of the defunct power holding company of Nigeria, one of the other reasons they named was also the suspension of conditions of service and also career path for workers, among others. While they listed all of these reasons, my question still remains. Because remember, my question was, let's even say that promotion exam is a valid reason to go on strike. Eh? Is it a good enough reason to turn power off in the entire country? In other countries, when electricity workers want to go on strike, they keep skeletal staff in place so that the lights will be on. Do you not think that that should have happened here? So they said, oh, yes, the people that were working for PHCN back in the day, they've not gotten their salaries, and that's terrible. They want to make us write promotion exams instead of just giving us promotion as at when due, and that's terrible. All the reasons they want to go on strike, that's terrible. Okay, should they have turned off the light for the entire country? 0700-993-993-993. And you can talk about someone who lose blue rail as well. What do you think about the progress that this blue rail seems to have made under Sanwo-Olu? 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Oyin.
Oyin, welcome.
I want to talk about the NEPA issue.
Okay.
EDC or whatever.
Uh-huh.
See, you know, it's when somebody knows your secret, what you do in the secret, the person will be able to do anything to you without you retaliating.
Okay.
So there's something about the government that these NEPA people know that gave them that God to go and turn off power. And up to now, government has not responded to that. So at some point, we are not supposed to blame them. There is something fishy. There is something more than taking the exam, no salaries, and all that. That's my own take. I think there's something fishy that, you know, they are holding. If I am wearing Hannah Sunibo, me into your mother, Aka, now somewhere I don't want to mention. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here. From Chris. Chris says, collateral damage is part of life, so I support the electricity workers for switching off when they went on strike. They issued a 40-day notice. Nigerians did not impress it on government to engage them. Even hard facts did not put their usual pressure. So what do we want them to do? Put the lights on and go on strike? If a driver is going on strike, do they leave the car engine on and embark on their actions? Let's be realistic, Chris. Chris is listening from Ghana, by the way, so this light will off not affect Chris. So, but Chris, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, the power sector has swallowed billions of dollars from every government that has governed this country, and power is getting worse every day. National Grid collapsed like 5 times last month. Workers didn't want to write exams. How do we go from here? Olatunde from Owe with that question on WhatsApp. We've got Henry from Shagamu who says, because of promotion exam is out of place, I thought the strike was caused by salary issues. They are part of the reason why there's power supply in there's poor power supply in this nation. Henry, thank you very much. Adedeji from Ikorodu says, this vehicle that Nigeria government bought for Niger, didn't I hear the Minister of Finance admit it last week? Yes, our Minister of Finance said we bought it for Niger, but Niger's Minister of Defense, speaking on behalf of their president, said we no give them any motor. All right. Lionka from Ogun State says, Sandra, please, what has Nigeria got to do with Niger? Is Niger now a new Nigeria? Because I really don't understand why so much gesture goes towards Niger. As for those who need to take exam, let them do the needful. For blackout is a sign that we're losing, you know, in this country. Well, Niger and Nigeria share a border, and we are all in this fight against terrorism together. You know, they're fighting terrorism, we're fighting terrorism, we're all fighting it together. It's typically very collaborative. And in international relations, it happens quite a bit. You do collaborative things together all the time. You collaborate on border patrol, border security, sometimes trade, things like that, you know. And, you know, if we are constantly working with Niger, it's not out of place. Now, some people will also ask, well, okay, we also share a border with Benin and Cameroon. What, you know, some administrations work with certain countries on the different borders of Nigeria more than others. Okay, we are out of time. We'll take a break. Let's get ready for I Beg to Differ. Let's have our students come upstairs and come inside the studio. I Beg to Differ has entered day 4, the fourth day of the round of 16, the final day of the round of 16. We're going to have 4 students in here. The first set of students will debate that federal government should concession highways to private operators. The federal government should concession highways to private operators. That's what the first set of debaters will debate. Then the second set of debaters will debate that countries should limit the number of children a couple can have. Countries should limit the number of children a couple can have. These conversations coming up in a few minutes. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.